Hi, it's your girl Pearl. Wala nang iba, walang kasama, because it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die, 'cause I got me for life. Oops, tama na ang segue, and let's begin to talk about dynamic Filipinism. Of course, kailangan muna nating malaman who coined the term dynamic Filipinism. Sino nga ba? Drumroll please. It's Mr. Camilo Osayas. Joke lang, si Camila Cabello pala yun. Anyways, balik tayo kay Mr. Osayas. On his return to the Philippines after graduating college overseas, he successively became the first Filipino superintendent of schools from 1915 to 1916, assistant director of education from 1917 to 1921, a lecturer at the University of the Philippines from 1919 to 1921, and president of National University from 1921 to 1936. Siyempre, hindi dyan natatapos ang kanyang mga achievements. He also entered politics. Sa sobrang dami niyang naging posisyon, baka bukas pa tayo matapos kung iisa-isahin ko pa. But for me, ang pinakamaangas ng naging posisyon ay when he became the Senate President of the Philippines twice. Kahit saglit lang, at least bongga, di ba?
Sana all.
Now, kilala na natin si Mr. Camilo Osayas. Let's answer, what is dynamic Filipinism?
What is dynamic Filipinism?
Bigyan ko muna kayo ng straight from the Google meaning.
Yeah, boy.
As per Mr. Osayas, dynamic Filipinism is internalizing all that is best in the Filipino, with the time-honored values and deep spirituality stamped upon our education for Philippine citizenship that is compatible with global progress, kinship, and universal culture guided by intense nationalism, democracy, and evolving internationalism. Oh, gets nyo ba? Ako kasi parang hindi eh. Kidding aside, Mr. Osayas wants us to recognize that being a Filipino is like having a little bit of everything. Para tayong puzzle, composed of different puzzle pieces representing foreign countries that influence us. Dynamic Filipinism also means embracing being Filipino, our culture, identity, beliefs, and values, while adapting to the change brought by modernization. Ngayong naipaliwanag ko na what dynamic Filipinism is, how is it still relevant in today's generation?
Is it still that relevant?
Our generation is exposed to technology. Wala ka nang makikitang walang gadget eh. Halos lahat na nasa internet. Kahit di ka magunong magluto, sobrang daming video tutorials na pwede mong ma-access. Di mo alam yung daan papunta sa meetup place yung nakadate mo? May Google Maps or Waze. May nagugustuhan kang babae? Isang pick-up line mo lang dyan, magkakaroon ka na ng chance para maging kayo. Gusto niyo sample? Parang ganito. Tae ka ba? Di kasi kita kayang paglaruan eh. But despite having everything laid out dahil sa technology, iba pa rin talaga yung nakaugalian. Iba pa rin kung matututunan mo yung specialty ng nanay mo na pinapass down every generation. Minsan, mas okay rin magtanong sa mga tao for directions kasi baka may alam silang shortcuts. At syempre, iba pa rin ang kilig kapag ginaya mo si James Reid. Yung todo effort, like
for a little love, notes on a post-it and a post-it on your front door. Show up in suit and tie with a brooch and with the roses on your front yard.
Kita, saan tayo magpunta? Hindi pong kahit wala.
Pero ang point lang naman ito ay huwag nating kakalimutan yung mga nakasanayan. We can adapt to the change, but traditions should always stay. Ay, grabe. Napasarap na naman yung pagkukwento ko. But I hope kahit papaano, you understand the concept of dynamic Filipinism. Dito na natatapos ang monologue ko. Kita-kits ulit tayo kung magkakaroon man to ng part 2. Again, it's your girl Pearl, signing off.